Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with GIS Midday News for Monday, May 9. Coming up, Early Childhood Commission to administer first national age for readiness assessment, Bogue Power Plant ready to use natural gas, and Conk says to be reduced. The news in detail after the break.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Now the news. The Early Childhood Commission, ECC, will administer the first National Age for Readiness Assessment on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. The exercise, which will become an annual undertaking, will help determine the readiness of four-year-old students for the primary education system by assessing their literacy and numeracy skills. Executive Director of the ECC, Dr. Joan Reed, says this year's assessment will involve four-year-olds enrolled in more than 90% of Jamaica's early childhood institutions. Dr. Reed says the findings will assist the ECC to identify weak areas and undertake the appropriate interventions, including remediation and referrals for physical and emotional challenges the children may display. The exercise will be carried out in collaboration with the Student Assessment Unit at the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information. Meanwhile, the Early Childhood Commission, ECC, has indicated that the National Age 4 Readiness Assessment will not be treated as an examination exercise. Communication Manager at the ECC, Celia Morgan, says parents and guardians are not required to make any special arrangements to prepare their children for the assessment.
I need to emphasize that this exercise is not an examination. It is not a test. So parents can be assured of that. An activity will be conducted within the normal setting of the classroom. It's going to be like any normal day. They will not be told it's a test. They will not be told it's an exam.
Ms. Morgan says the exercise is being conducted with the four-year-olds to allow time for intervention so that they will be ready to transition to the primary level at age 5 and 6 years. The Bogue Power Plant in St. James is now able to use liquefied natural gas LNG as well as automotive diesel oil. This as the Jamaica Public Service has officially concluded work to convert the power plant to dual fuel capability. The work, which started in January of this year, was completed on April 26 at a cost of $22.7 million. Principal Director in the Energy Department at the Ministry of Science, Technology and Energy, Fitzroy Vidal, says the work is being done as Jamaica takes the necessary steps to introduce LNG into the supply chain of the country.
And in addition to that, 191 megawatts of new generation capacity will be implemented in the Bogue Power Plant in Old Harbor, St. Catherine.
The arrival of liquefied natural gas, which is being undertaken by U.S.-based New Fortress Energy, is expected by August 2016. The Bogue Combined Cycle Power Plant produces 120 megawatts of the country's average daily use of over 600 megawatts of electricity. And Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carl Samuda has announced that there will be a reduction in the cess on local conk from 75 U.S. cents to 50 U.S. cents per pound this year. Mr. Samuda says the decision arose out of discussions with ministry officials where it was determined that the reduction was necessary to encourage greater investment in the conk subsector.
So next year we are going to ensure that the level of investment in the industry, and no matter whether it is conch or it is citrus or it is any other form of business activity, will weigh heavily on the degree to which an allocation for a quota is fulfilled.
Minister Samuda was speaking at a press conference following a recent tour of the Rainforest Seafoods plant in Kingston. In the meantime, the company has announced plans to expand its operations by constructing a new facility adjacent to the current plant in Montego Bay. Plans are also being developed to expand exports into the Jamaican diaspora in Canada, the United States, and United Kingdom. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.